Welcome back, everyone. You got Danita, your host for the Booty Bands More Than Fitness podcast. Today, we've got three steps on how to fight negative self-talk. You are listening to Booty Bands More Than Fitness podcast. We are the original Booty Bands and Barbells, where we create long-term results with our three-step system. Transform your mind and body with the first women's complete home gym, top-rated fitness app, and our highest quality nutrition, all at bootybands.com. I think this is going to be a really good one because I think all of us have experienced negative self-talk. So I'm excited for this one. And today our guest is Gabriella. She is an owner and director of A Step Ahead Tutoring Services. I feel that she's got a lot of experience with learning about negative self-talk and how to really overcome those. So I'm excited to welcome her to the podcast today.
Hi, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and dive into it. So if you can take this complex topic of fighting negative self-talk, so what would be the first step?
The first step is called awareness. I think it is easier when someone points it out to you, but because there's a lot of things that we do that we're not really aware of. So when I say aware of, when it comes to negative self-talk, it's things like negative things that you're thinking. What are the types of words that you use, the type of behaviors that you use? I'll give an example. So when it comes to tutoring, for example, and there's a child that maybe it's not, they get easily frustrated or they're not getting it, they may say things like, I'm so stupid. And that's something you want to be aware of. When you know you're frustrated, when you feel angry, when you feel stressed, what are the words that you're telling yourself? What are the actions that you're doing? You want to be aware of those feelings. I remember something just came to me. A college professor told me that, I don't know if it's our true selves, but our true selves come out when we're angry. So when we have that high, I guess the high level of emotion, I guess our subconscious comes out. So bringing it back to this, when we're feeling frustrated, your body's is in an extreme state, you know, when you're feeling frustrated, when you're stressed out, when you're sad, when you're angry, all these emotions are physical manifestations. So I definitely want to point that out there. Emotions are not just feelings, but it's actually something happening in your body. And it's actual physical changes that's happening in your body. So when you're sad, you're crying, right? Because your body reaches a point and then tears start coming out, right? Tears are a way of your body regulating itself. You know, what is my word choice? You know, do I tell myself I'm stupid? Do I tell myself I'm dumb? Do I say things like, oh, I'm so dumb. I'm so silly. You know, I know we like to laugh it off. Oh, I'm so silly. I'm a klutz. Definitely the eyes. Those we want to be conscious of and aware of, especially when we are feeling frustrated, angry, stressed out, and sad. So definitely being aware of the particular words that we use and also the particular actions that we do.
Yeah, I love it. It's what I call limiting beliefs. And it's important to catch those people that are around you saying it. That's something I always like to do with the Booty Bands Brigade is I'll listen to a girl and I'm like, oh, I'm going to stop you right there because I just heard a limiting belief. And she kind of smiles and she goes, oh crap, she caught me in something, right? And she goes, oh man, I've got to like backtrack and figure out what I just did. And so as you're saying, things on like an intelligent level with working with children. Mine is working with women in fitness. And so the exact same thing I hear is, I don't have enough time. I always start and stop. I will never get to my goals. Genetically, I'll always be fat. Things like this. And so I can absolutely relate, as we definitely hear in the different areas of life, whether that's fitness, intelligent wise, whether you're running a business, whatever it is, I think that awareness is the first step to change. If you're not aware of it, you are constantly putting yourself in that realm of what you think is going to be true. There's a really great quote: whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So absolutely love what you just said, Gabriella. It's very much aligned with me and how I help with women with fitness. So very interesting. So thank you for that. Let's head to number two.
Yes. So the next one, and that was a great quote, by the way. The next one is called acceptance, right? So after you're aware of the words that you tell yourself, the actions that you do, so now the next one is acceptance. One of the things that I learned in my counseling studies, there's this thing called cognitive restructuring, where you pair the negative self-talk with the opposite positive self-talk. I'm gonna figure out how to explain it. So whatever that negative belief is, you're a contradictory preposition, and then there's the positive self-talk. So for example, if a student says, "I'm so stupid," I would say, "No, you just made a mistake. You know, you can always fix it." You're taking what they're saying and you're flipping it upside down. That's pretty much what it is. Things like, so even for adults, you know, given with your business, I may be fat, but I know I can always lose weight. I know I'm taking too long to lose weight, but I'm going at my own pace. Or when we say things like, "I'm not perfect," you know, "I'm no angel," the words like that. So those are examples of a cognitive restructuring.
Yeah, I like it. So the first one, the first step I'm seeing is the awareness of the negative thought. And the second step is challenging that negative thought. I really like that. So finding that limiting belief, really challenging it. I liked how you said almost reversing it. So some people can use positive affirmations, but now I'm interested in the step number three and see if they align with each other. So what would step number three be?
Step number three is assault. So this is the counteraction, the counter thought. It's like a mental shift when you challenge those thoughts. It's like a mental shift, like your whole world just changes. And also you're changing the dynamic in your body as well, because your body and mind are one. Once you change that thought in your mind, you're changing the dynamics of your body. So after you challenge that thought, now it's, I'm going to go do that thought. The negative thought is, I'll never get over this. It's in my genetics. The acceptance part is, then why am I here? The assault part is, what am I going to do about it? Now I'm going to go do something about it. The assault is the action that you're doing to change, right? So after you challenge that negative thought, you know what? I'm going to go and seek help. You know, I'm going to go and join this program. I'm going to go and talk to a coach. I'm going to go and go to a nutritionist, a dietitian. I'm going to go and talk to somebody. And the more that you challenge those thoughts, and the more that you challenge, it's like a loop. I think you talked about it before. It's like a loop that we put ourselves in. And I think the acceptance is that first break in the loop. And so you want to keep breaking that loop. So the more specific the assault is, the better for you. So I think once you realize your thought, so you have the thought, that's one. Step two is contradict that thought. And then the third thing is, how do you follow through with what you just did?
Yeah, and how this actually goes into the mind. I do a lot of research on this, and I like watching podcasts or YouTube videos that kind of explain really why this works. And your three step is on a deeper level. And if you've read any books on the brain and how it works, we have what's called the subconscious, and we also have what's called the RAS. The reticular activating system. And this is a really important part of the brain that allows us to create that change. But what I've been able to find out is, you're right, it's not just step two where you can reverse your thought and say, oh yeah, I'm going to lose weight tomorrow. If your mind doesn't say, yes, that's true, then you're going to always be living in that cycle of to keep telling yourself that you're never going to have time. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to lose the weight. You're going to be right. And so if you believe, if your belief system is that you can't, even though you're trying to on step two, that step three is a part where the RAS system kicks in. And what I've learned is that you have to give yourself proof of how you are going to achieve these things. And I thought that was very fascinating on step three. What you're talking about is, if you challenge yourself on step two, so for example, I don't have time to get fit. Step number two, reversing the thought, is I do have time to get fit. Step three is, how can you prove step two? And so saying, okay, I am wasting time watching too much television. I am a workaholic. I'm putting all my time into these other areas. I need to figure out how to balance my day better. And even if it's just a 5 or 10 minute workout, I can make that time because it's a priority of really what I'm doing in my life. And so I find that to be interesting that it is a three-step process. So Gabriella, when you brought this up to me, as far as you have three steps to really go into fighting this negative self-talk, I had to tell you, I was super fascinated by this because I also have a three-step process, and I'm excited that they're aligned with each other. And I'm excited that you're also helping children, you know, with the tutoring services and being able to get them at a young age and catch them in those limiting beliefs and say, no, sweetheart, your mind isn't your best friend. And we think that when we're growing up, we believe our thoughts because we think that they're us. But when we start to become an adult, and if we continue to keep thinking that, it will ruin our life. It will ruin our goals. It will ruin everything that we've set out to accomplish in our adult life. And when we really sit back and look about how powerful we really are, how powerful our thoughts really are, that our thoughts lead into the feelings, and the feelings lead into the actions, and the actions lead into literally our destination. What you're coming up with right now is really rewiring that. And I love that you brought this to us today because it allows us to start to think about those thoughts. So I want all of us that are listening, even if we feel like we're an expert, we're not. I still struggle with this as well. And so I want all of us that are listening and just do a little homework assignment and grab your journal. And I want you to write down all of the negative thoughts that you've been telling yourself. Just be aware of them. Take Gabriella's first step. Write them all down. And then the next step, challenge them. Really look at all of those demons and those liars in the face. Really look at them and ask them, are you really true? Because they're not. And then the third step is, how can you prove that they're not? How can you really do the actions? And what she said is the follow through. How can you really start to take that assault and change your life with that? So thank you for bringing this to us today. If you had somebody that was so struggling with negative self-talk, Gabriella, and they're just feel like this was helpful, but they just needed to hear from the core version of you, of maybe just giving them hope back, what would you tell the person that's listening right now that's really stuck in that negative self-talk?
I would say all it takes is the first step. I think people take huge leaps and bounds, and when they crash and burn, that's when the self-talk comes into play. It's like when you were saying, I'm going to lose weight tomorrow. Okay, that's a huge leap of bound, because it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen overnight. And so when people are like, I'm going to drop 20 pounds just like that. And then when you realize it's difficult for you to do, or you have to just go into extreme starvation mode, and now you're angry because you're hungry, you know, that's when the thoughts start coming in. So I think all it takes is, well, one, be patient. And two, it takes one step. What's 10 minutes out the day? You know, what's 10 minutes a day? What's 20 minutes three times a week? Something like that. Or even if it's just every Friday, I'm going to work out for 15 minutes. Listen, if all you can commit to is one day a week, that's one day a week. That's a start. I like to say a small step forward is still a step forward.
Yeah. I like the baby steps. Every time I think of that, there's, and forgive me, podcast listeners, if you've heard me repeat this multiple times, but there's a movie out there. It's called like Man on the Moon or something like that, or Man on Mars. And what happened is he got stranded. He lost his whole staff. He had everything break on him, and he was just stranded on Mars. And what ended up happening is his team back here on Earth gave up on him. They were like, he's definitely dead. And they had a funeral for him and just said, he's not coming back. There's no way. His ship's broken. Everything's gone. And so ended up, he shows up on Earth. And they're like, how did you get here? And he goes, the key is I just focused on just the problem in front of me. And when I accomplished that problem in front of me, I went to the next problem. And it was just those small steps that you're saying right now, Gabriella, is just taking those tiny baby steps that allowed him to get back to Earth, that people thought, how did you do this? And I think that's something that you'll even look back on your future self, do something your future self will thank you for. Look back on your life and go, how did I get here? And you'll recognize that exactly what Gabriella said, it was those baby steps that got you there. So thank you for that. Awesome. Well, it was awesome to have you on today. I have cold chills of whose life this could possibly change, as I do know that the toxicity of negative self-talk can just be so powerful. But it also is so powerful to reverse it. So allowing you to come on and give us these three steps, you know, I really appreciate that. So Gabriella, thank you for your time today. And thank you for giving us your light on how to really help this.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. All right. Well, we have listeners that would like to follow you on any sort of social media that they want to continue to have light and inspirement, where is someone there, somewhere that they can go to follow you?
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. It's A Step Ahead Tutoring Services, all one word. I'm also on Twitter. My handle is Tutor, ASATS.
Awesome. I love it. And I'll go ahead and put those links down below, so I'll make it easier for the listeners to go click on that. So thank you again, Gabriella, for your time, and you have an amazing rest of your day. Awesome. Wrapping up, we hope that this left you with some valuable information that you can help with improving your mind, your body, and your life. Really, we're about helping you step into your best self, and that's why we do these weekly, so that we can hear from you and how it resonated. So go ahead and write us a review, and we will pick weekly giveaways on our unique booty bands to give away. So thank you guys so much for listening. It was awesome having you on. I'm very excited to leave your review. Make sure to hit subscribe so that you can get notified on any future podcasts that come out. And of course, join the community and join the app called Booty Bands and Barbells, where you'll find us in the workouts, the meal plan, and of course, all the fun challenges. I'll see you soon, and I'll see you in the workouts.